Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries Podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Welcome again to another show of Scripture Readings. Today we will listen to two readings in each segment of this podcast. All readings will be read from the New International Version, the NIV, beginning with the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7, followed by the 96th Psalm. Hear the word of the Lord. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of the shadow of death. A light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest of men, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you were shattered, the yoke that burdens them, the bar crossed their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, every warrior's boot used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government, the peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nation are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. And now, ascribe to the nations glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring the offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his truth. At the break, we will listen to a song entitled, To Us a Child is Born, by Seed Family Worship.
To us a child is born, to us the son is given, for to us a child is born, to us the son is given. Government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called
that
second segment of this podcast will consist of readings from the book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, and from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 14 and 15 through 20. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for him a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. And from Luke's Gospel, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to see his own town to register. Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared, and with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they said, which were just as they had been told. the word of the Lord. Praying, dear Heavenly Father, do not let your word go out void. Let the reader and every listener be blessed as they apply your word to their daily living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is, O Come, Emmanuel, live from Phoenix for King and Country.
And sing this chorus, rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to me, O Israel.
Sing it again.
Rejoice.
Thank you.
Christmas, Phoenix.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Take hold of your financial situation with an educational and fun-to-use resource, Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit. You'll need to head over to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the link labeled #CGFTK listed on the site navigation bar. Once you're inside the CGFTK web app, you'll see a variety of banking, business, and personal finance options that will give you the confidence to move your interests forward in the global economy. Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit is also easy to Google. Head over to Google and search keyword #CGFTK. That's #CGFTK for Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.